Jai Hu Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi Jana Balaba Iri Badadhari. Gopi Jana Balaba Iri Badadhari. Yasuna Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasuna Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tera Manachari. Yamuna te Ravana chati. Jai Hu Radha Hu Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jai Radha Hu Madhava Kunda Bihari. Gopi Jana Palaba Iri Baruta Hote. Gopi Jana Balaba Iri Badadhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Nandana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Nandana. Yamuna Tera Vanashare. Yamuna Tera Manachate. Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paramahansa Also Teta Satishi Shimad. His Divine Grace Sabaya Chalana Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Kijai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Kijai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kijai. Param se kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaya Gadadhara Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrindigajai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturanam Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Shrimati Lasti Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindigajai Gaur Parimananda Hari Hari Bob. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya. Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namadi Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravati Pacharni Nivashesha Shunyavati Paschacha Tejatarni. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 32nd chapter, text 4. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay. Yeah. It's my effulgence. I don't know if anyone's noticed that the original Krishna book has combined the 31st and 32nd chapter into one chapter. Did you ever notice that? No. Because everyone's reading online now. So the original Krishna book actually has 31st chapter and 32nd chapter in one chapter. And then the 32nd chapter in the original Krishna book is the Rasa Dance. Interesting. I was wondering why there's only four chapters and in the Krishna book, but it's actually five, you know. It's five, so anyway. So I guess when they re-edited it or put it on the internet, it was actually, they took it, put in the right chapters. So, Kachet Karambujam Shaurer Shagrahe Anjalina Muda Kachet Dadhara Tad Bahum Amse Chandana Bhushitam Kachet Karambujam Sharehir Jagrahin Jalina Muta Kachitadara Tadbhuhum Amse Chandanabhushitam Kachit Karambhujang Shaurair Jagrahen Jalina Muda Kachitadhara Tadvahum Ongse Chandana Bhushitam Kachit Karambhujam Shaurair Jagrahen Jalina Muda Kachit Dithara Tadbahum Amse Chandana Bhushitam Amen. Okay. Kachit, one of them. Karam Bhujam, the lotus hand. Shaurahe, of Lord Krishna. Jagrahe, seized. Anjalana, in her folded palms. Muda, with joy. Kachit, another. Tatara, put. Tat bahum, his arm. Amse, on her shoulder. Chandana, with sandalwood paste. Bhushitam, adorned. Translation, oops. One gopi joyfully took Krishna's hand between her folded palms. Another placed his arm, anointed with sandalwood paste, on her shoulder. So you can repeat. One gopi joyfully took Krishna's hand between her folded palms. And another placed his arm, anointed with sandalwood paste, on her shoulder. So there's no commentary by the servants of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, but there's interesting commentaries by the Acharyas. So we can read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary and the other two commentaries, which are a little short. Five verses describe the personal loving activities of some of the principal gopis. One gopi held Krishna's right hand in hers. This is understood because in the second half of the verse, it is described that another gopi put his other hand, decorated with sandalwood pictures, on her shoulder. That would be his left hand, since it is proper form from the gopis to stand to the left of Krishna. The gopi took his hand, Jagrahe, out of courteous friendship and explicit eagerness. Because of the reverential touch of the gopi, it can be understood that she was of the subservient group, Dakshina, fully surrendered to Krishna, Paradina, thinking herself as belonging to Krishna. This is a very important phrase, thinking herself as belonging to Krishna. Now, the Dakshina and then the Vam, which means the left side gopis, they think that Krishna belongs to them. So that's a little bit different. And that's why the man arises. When something belongs to you, and if it doesn't behave properly, then you get angry. So we're going to get into this in a second. Anyway, with Grita Sneha, reverence, because she is mentioned first, it may be concluded that she was senior most of that group, that is Chandravali. The other gopi, characterized by a slightly reverential embrace, was an independent lover, Svadina, of the submissive group, Dakshina. She's also Dakshina, the right-handed gopis. with explicit expression of affection, madhu sneha, possessiveness, mixed with gurita sneha, reverence. Gurita can also refer to ghee. This is brilliant. Madhu, of course, means sweet possessiveness, sweet love. And gurita means like ghee, love. That gopi was Shama, a member of the friendly group to Radha, Surit Paksha. So she's a member of Radha's friendly group, but she's also a right-handed gopi, even though she's associated with Radharani. And you'll find that even amongst the associates of Radharani or the associates of Chandravali, you're going to find left-handed and right-handed groups, although Chandravali is, you know, right-handed gopi, and of course, Srimati Radharani's left-handed gopi. Let's finish these commentaries, and then I have something interesting to read. Previously, with Jiva Goswami, previously was shown that all the gopis acted as one, with unity of words out of misery and separation. Now the different sentiments with different cherished desires of the chief gopis acted according to their natural inclination because of attaining their alambana, as described in five verses, called alambana udipana and alambana. They're actually like the things that stimulate you. You understand? They're called vibhavas. Vibhava means that which stimulates your emotion. Like if you see a peacock feather, that's an udipana. You understand? Alambana is directly Krishna, and udipana is the things that remind you of Krishna. So if I see anything, you know, of course not me. If I see a car, it doesn't remind me of Krishna. Reminds me of my own enjoyment. But anyway, so for great devotees, whatever they see is a vibhava. But if it's directly Krishna, it's alambana. So they actually achieve their alambana, which is the direct object of their stimulation, as described in five verses. One gopi held his right lotus hand because of eagerness to touch him and because that was the proper action for supporting his hand, since he was afflicted from the fatigue of wandering in the forest. She held his right hand, since another gopi, placing his arm on her shoulder, was situated on his left. He was in the middle. This should be understood in later verses. She held his hand in her folded hands. This indicates a gopi of mridu, mild nature. That's also compliant, dakshina, right-handed. Dependent on her lover with sakya praya dasa. That means she considered a lover to be her friend. Servant, friend servitude, friend loving servitude. The other gopi put his arm decorated with sandalwood tilak on her shoulder. Since she pulled his arm, she is a prakara, bold gopi with evident sakya, somewhat making her lover dependent on her. She is also dakshina in attitude. So it's very interesting, there's variety here, even though they're right-handed gopis, you know, and she has somewhat of the inclination of, you know, of a left-handed gopi, but doesn't, not quite. It's like a whole spectrum. You understand? It's not that someone's a left-handed gopi, a right-handed gopi. There's all sorts of mixed emotions. Anyway, and then finally, Sanatana Goswami. Now, because he had come, the pain and separation disappeared in all of them. The rejoice is described in six verses. The activities in prema of the principal eight gopis are described separately in five verses. One of them took one of Krishna's hands, since his other hand was holding his cloth, and that action created beauty. His hand is compared to lotus because of its beautiful pink color and its ability to remove pain. She took that hand in her hands, folded because of great devotion. She was joyful because her suffering and separation was removed. That applies to others later described also. Another gopi placed the arm of indescribable beauty, tut arm on her shoulder. So rei from the first line can be applied to the arm also. The arm, because that's a kshatriya term in arms, kshatriya, the arms of the varnashram culture, the arms of society, and the brahman is the head, kshatriya the arms, vaishya is the stomach, and the shudra is the legs. The arm smeared with sandalwood, so the word shari can actually refer to the kshatriya, you know, the arms of Krishna. It was interesting. Not only to his as in the previous verse, talking about one of the previous verses, talking about him having appeared in Mathura and his Kshatriya family. The arm smeared with sandalwood indicates its beauty and ability to remove suffering. So let's go back to the verse. Kachit karambujam shaure jagrahen jalina muda kachit dharatad bahum hamse chandanabhushitam. So omagana timadanda shagananjana shlakaya chakshur and meditam yena tasma ishi gurave namaha. So what I want to discuss today was the difference between the left-handed gopis and the right-handed gopis. Because the right-handed gopis, dakshina, they're the submissive gopis, and the left-handed gopis, they're the unsubmissive. And if you go all the way to the end of the spectrum, it turns into man, or anger. So you may think, like in this world, you are thinking, this is actually improper, these thoughts, but you may think anger is bad. And of course in the Bhagavad Gita we have, isn't it, things about anger, kama, esha, krodesha, rajaguna, samudva, and then jayate, vishapun, sam, sangos, tesha, pajayate, sangat, sanjayate, kama, kama, krodha, pajayate. So, there, I was listening to a class given by Prabhupada this morning about anger. Not so much about anger, but fighting. He's talking about fighting. And he said, the fighting spirit is natural. You should not try to give it up. And I was thinking, you know, all along I was thinking, you know, we shouldn't be fighting, you know, of course. But Prabhupada said fighting for Krishna. Prabhupada was talking about this in relationship with the battle of Kurukshetra, where Arjuna didn't want to fight. And then Prabhupada was saying, yes, the Kurus and the Pandavas, they fought, sometimes they fought together against a common enemy, which is really interesting. And sometimes they fought against each other, you know, five against, it was actually 100, five against 100, but one of them actually came home and joined the Pandavas, 101, and actually one of them came in, there were actually 101 Kauravas. You may not know that. Actually, there was 102 if you include Dushala. But Dushala didn't fight at that particular point. But one of the Kauravas actually joined the Pandavas in the fight. You know, he changed sides. Anyway, so Prabhupada was saying that the... So, yeah, because I was thinking about this, that in the spiritual world you have, you know, the left-handed gopis, particularly Radharani. There's really a fighting propensity there. And so that must be reflected in something in the material world, because the fighting propensity. And that propensity is not necessarily bad, Prabhupada was saying. He said, of course, it should be used for Krishna. I understand that. It's not that we say, well, dear Krishna Maharaj just said, you know, fighting is not bad. You know, okay, you rascal, you demon, you rakshas, I hate your guts. No, that's offensiveness. But, you know, there's competition. Like you see even sometimes the animals, they're fighting with each other, and devotees, you know, they may have a little chess game or something, isn't it? Some competition. Prabhupada liked competition. Prabhupada encouraged competition. That's fighting spirit. You know, Prabhupada did not like the fighting in a nasty way between Vaishnavas, but, you know, Prabhupada loved it, like, and encouraged it. I remember when we defeated Tamal Krishnamaraj in book distribution, Prabhupada was laughing. And he said, Tamal does not like to get defeated. And you know, basically Tamal Krishnamaraj had like steam coming out of his ears. You can't understand. It was just like, I was in Venezuela, and we were calling up Tamal Krishnamaraj every few days just to compare our scores. At that time, there was no internet. So you had to call on the phone. And phone calls at that time were extremely expensive. I remember if you had a visiting sannyasi at your temple and you used your phone, you had to pay off the phone bill for the next 6 months. It was really that bad. I don't know if you remember those days. I mean, sometimes I think in Radha Damodar, sometimes other devotees who were traveling on the road, they wanted to find out what day Ekadasi was. So they would make a person-to-person collect call for Mr. Ekadasi. so they wouldn't have to pay for the call. Does anyone remember that? You did that. And I said, oh, Mr. Connessy is coming on Sunday, the 14th of March. So basically, anyway, so we were calling to Tamal Krishnamurti, and he was just steaming. We're going to defeat you. And Prabhupada enjoyed that. So you can't really get rid of these propensities. I mean, oftentimes in Krishna consciousness, or pseudo-Krishna consciousness, we think we should get rid of certain propensities. But they're to be used for Krishna. Krishna even says, you know, I am lust, according to, you know, the principles, religious principles. Kamosmi. So all these things can be used for Krishna. According to, you know, there's appropriate use, obviously. Sannyasi should not be used in lust in Krishna consciousness. But there's appropriate use of, you know, fighting, competition. I remember we used to, when Jayapataka Maharaj was healthier, we used to go down to the Ganges and have mud fights. And of course, he would always win because he weighed twice as much as any of us. And I remember even myself, I had a fight with, you know, I was a young sannyasi, so there was this one devotee who's left the movement, his name was Alanath, and he was in Brazil, and I was in Brazil with him, and I challenged him to a wrestling match. And Prabhupada said, wrestling is a Vaishnava sport, isn't it? And swimming, too. I don't wrestle anymore. It's a little dangerous at my age. So anyway, so you see these different moods of the gopis, they're manifested in a perverted form, of course, also in this material world. And if they're utilized in Krishna's service, not gopis right now, but the, you know, different emotions, they can actually help transform our consciousness. That's like the very same thing that causes, you know, it takes a thorn to remove a thorn, or the very same thing that causes a disease can be utilized to cure a disease. So anyway, getting back to the gopis, because I found this quite interesting, the difference between the Dakshina gopis and the Vam, you know, the left-handed and right-handed gopis. And I thought it'd be interesting to illustrate this difference by reading a little bit, some excerpts from the Vidagdha Madhava by Srila Rupa Goswami. And so I took a little bit of the Vidagdha Madhava, one pastime with Chandravali, and another pastime with Srimati Radharani, and you can see the contrast in the different moods. Because Chandravali, she is the so-called competitor with Radharani, and actually many of the acharyas describe she's very, very close with Radharani. She performs that service of allowing Radharani to express her man, her anger, because it's enjoyable. You know, all these years I've been trying to suppress my anger. You know, it's, oh my God, I'm trying to suppress my anger, and now I can just let it out. No, not really. It's, but there's certain enjoyment, like, you know, like for example, Gopal, he plays tennis. And he doesn't play tennis, then it's a problem for him. Because there's, you know, there's pent up stuff there. So we need to express these things, you know, like Prabhupada expressed anger at those who were the Mayavad philosophy in Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was known as Nishinga Guru. That's certainly an angry manifestation. No malice. Yeah, there's no malice. He's just pick people up by the neck and say, why are you wearing a shirt? No, it was no malice, but it was like intense. It was anger. Prabhupada would get really angry. And Prabhupada even got angry at the sahajas. And they were trying to, you know, concentrate just on the intimate Radha Krishna pastimes. There was a whole group, the Gopi Bhava Club, and Prabhupada was extremely angry. Anyway, I want to give myself time to read this. This is really important to understand. So here, these are excerpts. First is about Chandravali. Krishna says to Chandravali, "Beloved, listen, during our separation when I was in the forest, there was only one thing to relieve my distress. That thing was full of nectar, cooling to the touch and very sweet. That thing was Radha. And then he becomes bewildered. Oh, I meant water, the stream of water. And Chandravali, she has a little bit of anger, but it's not really that much, you know, jealousy. Go serve Radha. Krishna said, beloved, I said water. Chandravali says, then why did my ears hear something else? Krishna said, oh, beloved, your ears did not hear it right. Chandravali turned down her head, which is now red with anger. Oh, Krishna, addicted to giving gifts to others, what is the use of pretending? Now my ears are flooded with the sweetness of those two golden syllables that enchant the heart. So she appreciates Radharani. Those two syllables, Radha. Krishna, Krishna's saying, O girl with eyes like a frightening doe, what you say is right. That golden ornament does make your ears very sweet. The beautiful sound of your name arouses, so he's taking as her name, arouses my ears, and the golden splendor of your face arouses my eyes. Padma, who is Chandravali's friend, don't torture yourself by meditating on your misfortune. It is natural that a boy in love with Radha will always say the name Radha. Chandravali says, friend, she's sighing. He's not so angry. She's sighing and she says, oh, Padma, so it is. Krishna says, beloved, please don't worry. A girl with a beautiful face. The word Radha means the beautiful full moon shining in the sky. It doesn't. It means that actually indirectly. But Chandravali means the moon, many moons. How can I, who stand on the earth, meet the moon? Padma says, the moon has only 16 phases. But you are learning 64 arts. It is not so difficult for you to be the moon's beloved. Krishna, looking with love and respect, says, O girl with the lotus eyes, when I see in the sky of Chandravali's face the two moons of her cheeks become blackened by this twisted logic, my heart trembles. Agitated with many fears, I cannot be happy. Chandravali says, pretending to be merciful, Lord, what foolish girl is not delighted by the all auspicious qualities of you, the life of Gokula's people. Please don't be frightened and needlessly turn from me. Krishna aside says, not to her, but you know, to aside. With a sweet face, this very polite girl hides the signs of her ferocious anger. Openly, he says, beloved, what is the use of this poison of polite words? The Madhuvika nectar of angry words is much sweeter. So she's hiding her anger, actually. Chandravali says, bliss of Gokula, I have no power to show my face before you. I spoke arrogantly. I am an offender, therefore I will go home. Krishna appealing, beloved, be kind. I'm folding my hands. Chandravali says, oh, handsome one, I speak the truth. Why do you fear I'm tricking you? Please give me permission to see the deity of the goddess Bhadrakali. And she disappears. So, you know, she's not really like, she's angry, but it's not like, you know, almost like violent, yeah, heavy anger or expressed in that way. And here's another one. This is one that's about Radharani. This is Madhu Mangal. He always causes problems. Alas, Radha has seen Chandravali and meet Krishna in the forest grove. I will give up trying to cheat her. I will simply flatter her. He openly says in Sanskrit, with Radha there, oh, beautiful girl, when he could not see you, Gokula's Prince Krishna became filled with despair. In that condition, Chandravali, and he's speaking halfway through that, Krishna knits his eyebrows, signaling him to stop. Everyone looks at each other. Madhu Mangal says, alas, alas, I'm a Brahmin boy who has spoken very recklessly. Krishna says, I've had a long night. Madhu Mangal is so exhausted that his throat is now choked with tears. I shall complete the verse he has begun. He smiles. Madhu Mangal meant to say, the shining of the moons entered the corner of his eyes, reminded him of Radha. Only in this way was Krishna able to pass the night. Kunyo Chandravali, Chandra moon. Madhu Mangal says, Oh dear friend, you are omniscient. Why should you not know the second half of the verse I kept in my heart? Lalita says, Radha, now you are bewildered. Look at how the handsome limbs of this rake, that's a, the guy who cheats women, bears the marks of amorous pastimes. Angry, she says in Sanskrit. This is Lalita. My dear girl, turn your heart from this Krishna whose chest is splendid as sapphire and his sidelong glances rest on the breasts of young girls of Gokula. Do we not already know him, how this rake attracts respectable girls, pollutes them, and then fearlessly leaves them? Radhika says, alas, alas, I have been cheated. Krishna says, beloved, you rebuke me without any good reason. Radhika, taunting him, says in Sanskrit, I know that your eyes are red because some pollen fell in them without blinking. You search for the path to come to me, and I know that the wound in your limb, on your bimba fruit lips, was created by the cold forest wind. It was very sarcastic statements. Oh Lord, do not be afraid. I'm not criticizing you. I've already been attacked by my own destiny. Krishna says, beloved, I am your submissive servant. My fear is to, my desire is to decorate you with ornaments. Radharani says, in all the worlds, you are famous as the supreme independent. How is it possible for you to become the submissive, dependent servant of me? Krishna says, I am not alone in being your surrendered servant. My 10 incarnations are also your servants. My fish incarnation, Matsya, serves the restless fish of your eyes. My turtle incarnation, Karma, serves the two beautiful turtles of your breasts. My boar incarnation, Varaha, serves the lions of hairs between your breasts. My Nrsingha incarnation, who delights Balad Maharaj, serves your beautiful lips. My Vamana incarnation, who is bound by Bali Maharaj with rope, serves your waist, and is with the folds of skin known as Tri Bali. My incarnation of Ramchandra, Parashuram, and Balaram are subdued by the beauty of your face, which also defeats the splendor of all beautiful girls. My incarnation of Buddha serves the loveliness of your body. O noble girl, my incarnation of Kalki serves the crooked anger you harbor in your heart. So these are the 10 incarnations. Anyway, so Lalita and Radhika says, Lalita, now you have heard. And Lalita is getting so angry. She says, O Krishna, your incarnations all remain within yourself. We can clearly see the symptoms of these incarnations in your character. You possess the restlessness of Matsya, the hardness of Kurma, Varaha's touching the earth, the cruel fingernails of Nrsingha, the ferocity of Parashuram, the power to crush Ramchandra, the continual drunkenness of Balaram. Buddha's wish to stop Vedic sacrifice and Kalki's, in other words, to be illicit, and Kalki's pastime of attacking with a raised sword. In this way, Matsya and all the incarnations are all present in you. So Krishna turns it around, Lalita turns it around. It starts to criticize Krishna very harshly. Krishna smiles and says, friend, look, look. Lalita has become unfriendly. Radha has become my enemy. I am now burning in pain, and the branches of the tree named Vishakha are unable to give me any shade, because Vishakha is, she assists Radharani, but she tries to make peace between Radha and Krishna. Whereas Lalita, she's hot, fiery temperament. So you see these different temperaments, really interesting. Krishna, taking a garland of small flowers from the hand of Madhavango, Krishna bows down before Radha, bows down before, and speaks the following prayer. Oh Radha, this very precious, splendid, exquisitely delicate and fragrant garland is like the pathway that leads to your heart. I pray this garland may become like a celestial Ganges river that beautifies the Lord Shiva's head of your breasts, which are the abode of the crescent moon of passionate conjugal fingernail scratches. Moving his eyebrows, Krishna tries to gain Vishakha's sympathy, because he knows that she can actually make some peace. He hands the garland to her, and she in turn places the garland before Radha. So, you know, Vishakha's really interested in creating peace between them. Vishakha says in Sanskrit, O slender girl, when your lotus eyes are briefly separated from Lord Krishna, then you immediately feel each moment to be as long as many millenniums. Shikshashta. How is it right for you to be so adverse to Lord Krishna? The Maharaj Indra, who enjoys transcendental pastimes in the cottage and Kadamba groves of the Vrindavan forest. And now, Radha gets angry even at Vishakha. She says, Oh fool, go away, And also to Krishna, she's saying that. Krishna says, "Oh, moon, face girl, his peacock feather crowned with dust, your lover repeatedly bows down before you. He begs for the sweetness of your sidelong glance." And Lalita says to Radha, "Radha, turn your neck at once. Jatila calls you from behind." And then Jatila enters the hall. Jatila, of course, is the mother of Abhimanyu, Radharani's so-called husband. So I was just trying to illustrate by reading these different pastimes, even though they're nectar. Vidagdha Madhava. Vidagdha Madhava by Srila Rupa Goswami is a play. This is actually a play. That's why you have it in the form of Radha says this, Krishna says that. Delineates the different bhavas in the relationships between Radha and Krishna and the coward boys. I mean, it's just an amazing, in Vrindavan. And Lalita Madhava deals with Krishna's pastimes primarily outside of Vrindavan, Lalita Madhava in Dwarka. But still you have the Vrindavan mood entering into Dwarka in terms of his interactions with Radharani's expansion in Dwarka with Satyabhama. What? This translation, where did I get this translation? I think it's, I don't know if it's Banu Maharaj's translation yet. Yeah, I think it's Banu Maharaj's translation. Yeah. Yeah, that's where I found it, Banu Maharaj's translation. Lita Madhava. It was that, oh no, I think that was, sorry, it's Kushakratha's translation. Kushakratha. That's because I have a whole database, you know, database of Kushakratha's works. Yeah. I can share that with you. It works with the same software that you use for the regular database. And he would really translate a lot, and you know, Gopi more or less said his translations were a little sloppy but accurate. You know, the sloppiness got into when it was philosophical, fine philosophical points. But as far as these narrations, they're pretty accurate. He translated so much. He was my dear godbrother, and I actually used to go on Sankirtan with him for many, many years in Houston, Texas. And nobody thought that, you know, they thought, well, he's a little spaced out and things like that, but he was a genius. He was a genius. He just worked in his little room translating these Vaishnava literatures. Yeah, so I can share with anybody who wants to see his Veda base or Kusha base. Yeah, it's nice to hear the illustration of what it means to be Bam or what it means to be Dakshina. Because to hear examples actually makes it more clear. Jai Shishi Radhagalokananda Radhagalokananda Ki Jai. Go. Yeah, very nice. Govinda Hari Purusha Namahamajami Govinda Hari Purusha Namahamajami Hari Purusham Namaham Bhajamim Venam Ganantam Maravindanilayatam Daksham Bharavatam Samaksitam Purasundaram Tantar Bhagavati Kamaniya Shashobah Govinda,
Govinda, Hari Purusha, Namah Bhajami, Govinda, Hari Purusha, Namah Bhajami,
Angane Asa. Da 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 No song book. Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalaya Srimate Vapte Vedanta Samaniti Namine. Namaste, Saraswati Deve, Gurvani Pacharinai, Sesha, Junyavade, Vasachade, Satarinai. Namaste, Sunyavade Vashachade Sri Krishna Chaitana Prapunichananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sivasade Gaurvata Vrindanaya Sri Krishna Jai Shri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Ganadhara Sivasade Gaur Bhaktivinoda Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hare, Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hare, Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda 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 Govinda. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Kure, Govinda Jaya Jaya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Jai Radha Gopinda Radha Gopinda Radha Jai. Hey Radha Gopinda Radha Gopinda Radha Jai. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahansa Paravidakacharya, also Teda Satashi, Shimad, His Divine Grace, Sabaya Chavadar, Bhaktivedanta, Gosami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anandakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Sekahu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Gopi Gopadas, Sayam Kunda, Radha Kunda, Kiri Govardhan, Kiri.
Bhagavan mamapi dor daiva midrishami hanali anuraga kenada pi suni chena tarora pi sahishuna amani namana dena kirtaniya sadahari nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam vajagadishikamaye Mama janmani janmani ishware bhava tad bhakti rahoita ki twai hai nanda tanuja ke garam padi dhammam vishame bhavan vidha kripaya dhamma gaja stita duli sadrihim matintaya hai nanda tanuja ke garam pulaka nishitam bhukata Tamanama Rahane Bhavishyati Yugayatam Namushena Chakshusha Pravashayatam Shunayatam Jagat Sarvam Govindam Virahiname Ashlisha Vapadam Ranastumam Adarshanam Marmata Karotuva Yatadana Vimnatolam Pato Mat Prananatastu Saevana Pura Victory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life, of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss and enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. O my Lord, congregational chanting of your holy name alone can render all benediction to living beings, and thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energies. There are not even hard and fast rules for chanting these names. O my Lord, out of kindness, you enable us to easily approach you by your holy names, but I am so unfortunate that I had no attraction for them. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw on the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and should be ready to offer all respect to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. O son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, I am your eternal servitor. Yet somehow or other I have fallen in the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. O my Lord, when will my eyes be decorated with tears of love flowing constantly when I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up and when will the hairs of my body stand on end at the recitation of your name? O Govinda, feeling your separation, I am...